Today's smartphones are capable of performing many of the same online tasks of a personal computer. Email, web browsing, and social networking are among the popular features on these devices. So, given this mobile connection to the web and the ability to store plenty of personal information, what security threat do they carry? Well, on the phone to talk about smartphone security is Lloyd Bort from AVG Australia. G'day, Lloyd.
G'day, Andy.
Now, Lloyd, we're constantly educating people on the need to protect their notebook and desktop computers with internet security software. But what about these mobile phones that are essentially small computers?
Well, they are. They're essentially mini personal computers, and people use them to access the web, social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter. Some people are even using smartphones to shop and bank online. So smartphone users need to take similar precautions to secure their personal information, protect themselves from the bad guys, as when they're using a PC.
So what are some of the ways that your smartphone could be turned against you?
Well, people download applications for their smartphones. Now, who's to say that that application is something that's legitimate, coming from someone that is truly legitimate, not coming from the bad guys that are then going to try and use that application to fish information off of the phone and get it back to them.
Now, we haven't seen, computers, we haven't seen as many viruses or worms or malicious software specifically for smartphones, but this is on the increase, is it?
We haven't seen that because there hasn't been a single platform that's dominated. Now we're starting to see that happening. We're starting to see the iPhone, for instance, becoming a significant part of the marketplace. Thus, it can now start to pay the bad guys to target that platform.
Right, that's kind of like the old Mac users thinking they're safe, but I guess now we're seeing a lot more attacks on Mac users because they are a growing population.
Yeah, I mean, we see viruses, worms, trojans, all that sort of malware from time to time targeting Mac users and Linux users just as they do PC users, and they can be just as successful because the same sort of security holes exist across all the platforms, and that also holds true to the smartphones.
What are some of the steps that users can take to ensure their smartphone is secure from these outside threats?
Well, firstly, they need to make sure that they are thinking the same way when they're online with a smartphone as they are with a PC. Think about the information that they reveal about themselves, that they swap and share via the social media sites about themselves. Then they've also got to think about the smartphone as a device. They will put a lot of data on it. That data then can then be moved around different PCs and shared with PCs, netbooks, notebooks, etc., other smartphones. So they need to be conscious that the smartphone is essentially also a USB key and used to move data about. Also, the smartphone can connect with other devices, often in ways that a traditional PC can't.
Like Bluetooth and that sort of thing?
Yeah, Bluetooth is often used to share information, but you don't necessarily want your smartphone to be in a mode where it will provide anyone that comes by with information. You want to control that properly. And the same for Wi-Fi networks. And typically, when you're connecting via a smartphone, you're not connecting via a secure Wi-Fi network.
Okay, now, I guess it's not always obvious now when your computer has been infected by some form of malicious software or the like. What should you look out for on your smartphone in this instance?
Well, if there's a sudden large increase in your phone bill with no clear reason, if your phone has emails and messages in the sent folder that you didn't send, if the user interface has changed without you taking any action to change it, they're all signs that some malicious software may have made it onto your smartphone.
Okay, finally, Lloyd, where can people go for more information on mobile phone security?
They can go to the security tips section of our website. They can also go to the government's website, Stay Smart Online, where there's a page of information about securing your mobile phone.
Great, thanks very much, Lloyd.
Not a problem, Andy.
That's Lloyd Bort from AVG Australia. As Lloyd mentioned, you can find more internet security tips at avg.com.au.